This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Howdy, Tobin.
Howdy, Leroy. How are you?
He didn't go with Galen.
You know, it was a meeting.
Hey, you know what's funny? We had just enough time to talk when you left, but not enough time for old Frog Boy to try to play a game.
Oh, thank God.
I had one.
He was trying.
What did you try and push on people, Frog Boy?
No, he didn't try to push that. We have time.
I was thinking Spelling Bee. Miami Dolphin rookie edition, but I was like, we'll just fine.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. You never want to play games with me. Yeah. I never understand that. It's always when I'm gone.
We have important things to talk about when you're here, you know?
I like games. I like games.
Like the talking whale.
Yes, exactly. Like what kind of fodder is out there? Where else are we going to get that news, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there was no fodder yesterday because Team USA gave Brazil the old beatdown.
The old business.
Pineapple.
Haven't seen an American beat a Brazilian that bad since Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva. That was rough.
I tell you what. They look tiny.
Oh, my God. They were not big. They were not big, and Joel Embiid, not surprisingly, had one of his best games. He was
the tallest man on the court.
That's right.
But here's the problem. When you play Serbia, they have a lot of speed, and then they have Joker, who I think will abuse Embiid.
They have Joker, but the thing is, like, they got Bam and AD. But that's what I'm saying.
That Embiid won't play as much.
No.
Right.
No, ridiculous. Waste of time.
Because he can't stay in front of them guys.
No. Waste of time. Like, I think they'll, I wouldn't even be surprised if they benched him again. Really. Right. You know, like, just go AD in the start, Bam on the second team.
Right.
They've done that before.
But you know, they really like keeping those two together.
They do, and they're great together. They're great. It's like a force field. You can't score on them.
Right.
You can't score on them. I will say Brazil having their best 40 player be a 40-year-old, not quite the same as LeBron.
No,
not quite the same.
He was perimeter only.
Yeah. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
So the Dolphins are getting ready for their second joint practice today against the Falcons. Mike McDaniel just wrapped up his media session. He revealed that it's unlikely that Tua plays in Friday's preseason game against the Falcons. No surprise there. He's not a big play his guys in the preseason guy. So you have that. He also said that Jalen Waddle and Braxton Berrios, who have not been out this week with minor injuries. He says nothing major, Leroy. Nothing major. Although they are bringing in a lot of wide receivers to work out. I mean, they are getting a little short on bodies. No,
and there you go. There you go. It has nothing to do with what everybody may or may think. It has to do with bodies.
Tell your body, not now.
No, it's not that. You just like, dude, not for nothing. They do a lot of running. Every drill is either running routes or, you know, coming out of breaks. And so what you have to do is you got to kind of, you don't want somebody to get a hammy or one of those nagging injuries going into the season. So you get them work, you get their work in, and then, all right, let's cut it back a little bit. Let's get some more bodies in here. And those guys are going to come in and try to impress because you don't know when that opportunity is, right? Somebody might do something where you go, oh, man, now we got to make a tough decision.
Right.
So, oh,
by the way, speaking of, we just got a an update on this. The Dolphins have signed a receiver, Mike Harley.
Woo!
Game. Yeah. Mike Harley, all-time Canes receptions leader. Oh, Mike Harley played with the Browns.
Damn.
Did he?
Played with the Browns. Last year he was with the DC Defenders. Hmm. Well, I guess this spring he was with the DC Defenders.
All right. So.
Wow. All-time leader.
He must be able to run. Hmm. Might have problems catching or picking up defenses or running routes.
Well, he gets brought in South Florida zone, St. Thomas Aquinas.
You know he can run.
He will be.
I wouldn't imagine they bringing in a tactician, you know, a route, good route runner. They bringing in speed.
Yeah, he did a workout yesterday. And
now the fact that they signed him to a contract does not mean anything.
No, I'm sure it's okay. Like a camp contract, right?
No, there's no camp contracts. Like there's you're under contract. You get a contract, right? But you only get paid, you don't get paid until week one. So you get paid contract. I mean, you get paid camp money.
But they're not down to 50, and they're not down to 53, right? Like they're
right. So no, you only get it only counts after the first game. So so when they say they signed him, you have to sign him to bring him in. They can't just bring guys in. So yes, they signed him to a contract. And you know, he's trying to make the team. There's no tryouts without a contract.
You have
to sign the guy. He has to count against the number you're allowed to have.
90.
Right.
They cut a guard. I never heard of him. Jason Hines.
Oh, you don't know him, dude?
No, I don't. Oh, I can't.
Jason.
Chasen. Not Jason. Chasen Hines.
Huh.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Now let's review our history here.
Yep.
There you go.
Now, as a black man, this sounds like something that we would do. However, you threw me off at Chase.
Oh,
right.
You see what I'm saying?
I think you're in the right. I think you were going
Chase-son, then he's black.
He is.
Leroy,
I just worked it out in my head. Worked it out. Because
went to LSU. And
okay. The only Chase Claypool. That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Chase Claypool. But then I'm thinking, Chasen?
Yep.
No, hell no. I know how we name people. No. And like,
Speaking of wide receivers, because, yeah, the Dolphins are now without no Braxton Berrios, Jalen Waddle. We told you they're dealing with minor stuff. Eric Ezukama, I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Obviously, it's always a concern with him because he had the neck thing, although Mike McDaniel said it's not related. And then Odell's not back yet. So,
yeah, you got some. And usually during camp, we had it a lot, too. That's how we almost got in the most trouble we ever got in camp. Would you like to hear a good camp story?
Boat show?
Huh? No, I wasn't there.
Come on. You can tell us. You can tell us.
By the way, worse than the boat show.
What?
Yeah. So they had a whole bunch of wide receivers because Chris wasn't practicing, Jake Reed wasn't practicing, and Randy wasn't practicing, right? Because they get that first weekend and then they start, you know, getting little nagging injuries or whatever. So they had some wide receivers in. And, you know, after you're in camp for a week, you know, you get a little crazy. So the dorm was like two blocks away. And we had, at the time, you know, we walk out of the locker room and you got to walk through the gauntlet of people back and forth through practice. And it's probably like 1,500 people. It was ridiculous. So we go in and we sit in there, and we always had this thing on Fridays, right? Where we get the young guys to do something stupid and we throw money into a helmet. So for example, one year, one Friday, we had who can drink this half a gallon of milk and hold it down. Ugh. Right? We had an offensive lineman drink the half a gallon of milk. They had Popeyes in Friday on that Friday. Eat three pieces of chicken, two pieces of apple pie, and then went outside and ate a worm. Just because. So that got him $750. Right? So we being too easy on these young guys.
Of course.
So we got a carton of buttermilk.
Come on, dude.
Right? See, who drank this buttermilk? Now, we tried to shake the buttermilk. It was like melted ice cream.
What does one use buttermilk for? Is that for like making
pancakes and stuff like that? Right? So we go, so it gets up to 1,200. So now you got to drink the buttermilk and hold it down for half an hour.
Oh, no. Right?
So guess who did it? Femi Ayanabajejo, the brother of the linebacker.
Brandon Ayanabajejo?
Yeah. So he drank it. Now, he drank it in like 5 minutes. And we sitting in the helmet eating our food.
Was there a time limit to drink? Did he have to do that in 5 minutes? Or could he have slow rolled it for it?
You got
to
drink it within and half, like 20 minutes, and then you got a half an hour. Most of it is like 50 minutes.
Okay. Right? I got you.
So we sitting there, we eat, and we go, now we wait. 15 minutes go by. 20 minutes go by. Femi not looking so good.
Did he have the sweats?
He had the sweats. He got to 25 minutes. And it just everywhere.
Oh.
Right. And so we gave him $500 for the good try.
No, that's nice.
Now, this is not even, that's just cutesy cutesy, right? Just have some fun with your rookies. This story. So we come in across the gauntlet into the facility. And we just sitting there talking. It's getting late in camp, right? And at the time, you was only getting like $500 a week, $700 a week.
This right? is Browns or Vikings?
Vikings.
Okay.
$700 a week. So Randy wanted to start something because he wasn't practicing. And he said, I bet anybody $700 you won't do this. I said, I got $200 on it. And then it just kept getting crazier and crazier till it got to $4,500 in the helmet. And the wide receiver said, I'll do it. And he was weighing his options. He said, I'm only getting like $700 a week, right?
It's good living.
Soon as Randy and Jake and Chris come back, I'm going to get cut anyway. and it's tax-free money, right?
Of course.
Here's what he had to, here's what he had to
Uncle
do.
Sam can't touch it.
Hey, Randy was waiting at the door with the $4,500.
It's in a helmet?
No.
He's holding it.
He's holding it. He had to ride his bike butt naked to the dorm.
Okay, so he's at the door of the locker room with the bike?
The locker room. No, the bike is back there. So dude got on the bike. He covered up right here. And then he's riding the bike. And so we sit there laughing and say, how you going to get that money? Somebody got to be exposed. He's going to crash. So he switched. Right? So now he left hand, right? He grabs the money, put the money, and then all you see is cheeks going like 2 miles down the bed, right? So that night, Diddy came in, enough with the foolishness, right? I never seen him again.
So he got cut on the spot.
Yeah, he knew he was, though.
He knew he was going to get cut, but he made...
Like,
you know,
$5,000.
Yeah. So he made basically more than his camp paychecks would have been.
Right. Right.
But Denny Green was legitimately mad. Like,
he was mad.
Because you said he doesn't get mad very much.
He doesn't get mad very much.
That got him mad?
Very much. Huh?
That got him legitimately mad?
He just looked up and we was looking at each other in the back. They go, where's so and so? Oh, you thought you was gonna see him tonight?
Like, you thought he was lasting.
You thought.
Do you remember the Hard Knocks where Jeff Fisher fired the guy for having a lady in his dorm? Like, I wonder if old Cheeks had to go into Denny Green's office, or if he just got a phone call.
They probably just sent one of the guys over to let him know, but he knew.
Speaking of, we got some nakedness last night on Hard Knocks' season premiere. With the Chicago Bears.
Oh, the Bears. Yeah, the trailer looked good. I didn't see it. What are your first opinions on it? I know you're
I'll give it to you. We got to take a break. We'll also give you some camp cuts as the Dolphins are heading out. But it was not the greatest Hard Knocks in the world. No. I honestly thought, I thought the Giants, I was really stunned by this. The Giants offseason one was great. Really? I loved it.
Oh, wow.
I loved the Giants one. Hey. I was stunned.
They were talking a lot of trash, and we were feeling for a team that's not going to be very good.
Yeah, that's what it was. Wow. It was fantastic. That one was one of the better Hard Knocks. Obviously, we had the Dolphins last year, so we were very interested. But for a team I don't give a rat's ass about, very compelling.
Is it better when you don't care about the team? Because you just watching it for the sheer entertainment, and things are more funnier because you know that team's not very good.
Yeah, well, like last night, I don't care about the Bears. I'll tell you, I'll give you some thoughts on it because I'm not as engaged. I think people, obviously, the Bears are a very beloved team nationally because of their historic, but
the Bears,
take a break. Back after this. Oh, I love the Hard Knocks theme.
Hey.
So good.
That could also have been the lifeless ending to House of Dragons. Try to spice it up with music.
I know.
I can't believe I was so excited for the end of that.
Sorry. I know. Especially the way they had the second to last ended. You were like, oh, here we go.
I'm like, because you said usually the second to last one is the big one.
Usually it is.
Right. And so I'm like,
okay. That's like the Game of Thrones tradition.
They must be coming with a barn burner for the last one because the second to last one was me.
Yeah, it stunk.
Thank God I had my Vikings finale to watch.
Oh, I love it.
I kept it locked and loaded just in case.
Greenlander. What do you see?
Freitas is my favorite person in that show.
She's good. Hey, speaking of, can you give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
YourAccessAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
Debbie gone. Hopefully, our people up in northern Florida are safe.
Saw some bad flooding, though.
Lots of bad. Well, because here's what sucks. The severe hurricanes come with the wind.
Yeah.
And they blow through, and the rain is not as penal, right? But the lower ones that move slow, that are barely hurricanes, don't move as fast, and it rains like crazy, and you get a ton of flooding. So, well,
speaking of penal, last night on Hard Knocks, so they do, you were saying, they do some rookie entertainment. That's Caleb Williams. You can tell no one can tell him anything in this organization, just how it is. Like, you know, they get there, they say, hey, state your school, state your signing bonus. His signing bonus was $25.5 million. And so, like, he gets out there and, like, he's trying to sing John Legend, but just doesn't. And then, like, never sings. They throw trash at him. They boo, you didn't even sing. But he never sang. Like, all he did was take the trash and then he sat down.
Here's the deal. as you will learn as a rookie, they're gonna throw trash at you anyway. I don't care if you were actually John Legend singing up there. You're a rookie, you're getting trash thrown at you.
Well, one man did not get trash thrown at him. His name is Theo Benedict. Now, he is an undrafted lineman who played college football in Canada. And, well, Intangibles got up there, and he wanted to show that he is now proud to be an American, which is what he's saying. I'm proud to be an American. But, of course, he added a little spice to it, which was Eagle Banana Hammock.
Whoa!
All you need to see is that big-ass dude holding them little symbols.
Yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
Right. And looking at him, like, he looking at the other guy like he's foolish.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you a big-ass dude holding some little baby monkey symbols that we see in the toys.
He was spot on where he had the symbol, though. He was...
I was a holdout, right? And so I had old guy like Ozzy and Clay Matthews, and when we had lunch and we had to sing, they had at the time everybody in there. So the ticket people, so it was like a room with like 400 people.
Yep.
So you're in media, everybody ain't in the same room. So I sang, at one time I sang the fight song, got out for dinner. I had to sing at dinner. Then the next morning I had to sing again. Then I had to sing it. So finally I'm just getting tired of this, right?
Was it always the fight song, or what did they have your request sometimes?
No requests. They just had, look, gling, 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 hand you the ketchup bottle.
Catch right? your microphone.
And you just stand on your chair. With all these people, and then all of a sudden everybody stopped getting food and looking at you. So you got 300, 400, 500 people in this big giant cafeteria staring at you waiting to sing. So I thought, I'm tired of this. And they just look like they're going to make me do this for every meal. Right. I'm trying to avoid it, but I like to eat and I'm tired. So what can I do? So I got up there and I sang my ding-a-ling. That was it. Never had to sing again.
Atta boy.
We're good. Actually, don't pick him. Actually, no.
I went one day to Turtle Creek with all them snappers at my feet. I couldn't get across that thing. It's gonna get worse.
I'll do it.
Mm. And that was it.
Yeah.
I still remember the words, and I remember the looks. I put the ketchup bottle down. I went and sat down and ate, and I never called me again.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely the moment of Hard Knocks last night. Theo Benedict singing in the Eagle. And then Matt Eberflus comes up to him. He goes, great job. Nickname's the Eagle. Mm. He goes, you have a nickname? He goes, no. He goes, you do now.
Mm. That's good.
And even with that, the episode was still like, meh.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, like it wasn't, they're trying to make this Eberflus a thing. And...
Can I just say this? I think the people make the show more than the actual action. And so, like, when you saw the Giants, for example, that GM, he was on something, because he you know,
oh yeah,
when they went back and forth, so they had some personality in what they were doing. Eberflus, no.
See, this is the whole thing. Like, Eberflus, they know he's boring, and the whole storyline was Eberflus got a beard in the off season.
Yeah,
see? And like, they go to Mrs. Eberflus. Ooh. She goes, so like, listen, I'm glad that the Eberfluses are still hot and getting after it, but she goes, I just like the way that it looked. And so, like,
okay,
you know, she likes her silver fox Eberflus now.
Wow.
He's got the beard thing going on. So we know that the Eberfluses are, you know, hot and heavy, good for the Eberfluses. And then, yeah, I don't know. Like, they gave DJ Moore $100 million. That wasn't even that exciting. They like brought him in from practice. They gave him the biggest deal in Bears history. That wasn't, you know, and then they kind of moved on.
Nothing. And how was his reaction? Was he like, cool?
Kind of. He goes, they're like, one less thing to worry about. He's like, yeah. And then they all gave each other thumbs up on the practice field. Okay. I was like, that's all it. Right.
That's good.
Right. See, that's it. No personality.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just, hard, but can I just say,
oh, the best part was, I'll tell you what the best part was. The best part was Simone Biles' husband, because
he was back.
No, they showed him going to Paris. So, like, they had him packing up, and they had Simone Biles come in. They have a dog who pees everywhere, so he has to wear a diaper. That was the best part. That was probably the best part. We got to learn Simone Biles has a gross dog.
It's all downhill from here. I'm going to be honest. If that didn't get you, it's all downhill from here.
That was the most exciting thing of that show.
I think so.
But I think you got to have some personalities on your team, right? And it can't be fake. Like,
that was another thing that was weird. They just, they just brought Nick Saban in out of nowhere. Since Nick Saban coached Eberflus. Eberflus was a linebacker at Toledo, which was Nick Saban's first head coaching job. So then Nick Saban's just there, just giving a speech. You know, he goes, your quarterback, he's going to have expectations like crazy. I'm just thinking, this is so rehearsed. Like, this is like, Nick Saban knew what he was doing. I'm coming here. You know, I can't coach anymore, so I got to give this speech because I love attention.
See, that's wait. So, Marcos.
Yeah.
If you want Tobin not to like something, sprinkle in somebody he don't like.
Oh, I love right? Nick Saban.
So if you watch him, wait, you could be watching Heat basketball, Hard Knocks, and say if they did an episode with Bam and Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I wasn't that impressed with this. No.
Well, we'll get that because they're doing the basketball player show from Netflix this season, because we're getting Jimmy, but Tatum's also in the show. I'm like, ugh.
Ooh.
See, hey, you see already, without even knowing nothing, you've already done it. You just proved my point 2.3 seconds after I said it.
Ugh.
But now, I will say this. The fact that Eberflus is still the coach got to mean something. But how, here, in football, how often do you change a first-round quarterback without changing the coach?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
You see,
you mean having a first-round pick QB,
right,
but you kept the coach.
Pick, a high draft pick, you end up getting rid of that. Was it Fields? Was he was like 2 or 3, right?
Fields was 2, yeah.
2. The second pick in the draft, it doesn't work out. You get rid of him and keep the coach.
But his coach wasn't. But his first coach wasn't Eberflus either. Because Eberflus, this is his third year. Right. So Fields, I don't remember who the Bears coach was before him.
This is Fields' fourth year.
Yeah, so I don't know who I don't remember who was coach before Eberflus.
So they came in together.
No, I don't think so. because he was.
This might be Eberflus's third year.
This is Eberflus's third year.
Okay, so he was here 1 year before that.
Yeah, I think was it? I think Prez might be right. Was it Matt Nagy?
Matt Nagy, yes. Matt Nagy had 3 years.
So, but exactly. So think about
it. Was Nagy a one and done-er?
No, he was actually 2018 to 21, and he won. Oh, never mind. Did he win Coach of the Year in 2018? Oh, AP Coach of the Year. Who cares? Anyway, 2018, 2021 was Matt Nagy.
All right, so Matt Nagy was his coach.
Yeah.
Okay, so think about that, though. Yeah, because now he's in with the Jets, right?
Oh, yeah.
The offensive coordinator.
Matt Nagy won Coach of the Year first year.
So how often do you then get rid of your number two pick at quarterback and keep a coach that's been there 3 years with that quarterback?
I don't know.
It doesn't happen very often because even when you – like, we even talk about Tua and Mike McDaniel down here,
mm-hmm.
how they're tied together.
Yeah.
And
– they're tied together. By the way, did you guys see the story this morning about Sirianni and Jalen Hurts? They hate each other.
Wow. That's not the first time I've heard about the team not liking Sirianni, though.
Well, there was a lot of it last year, but now apparently, like, they were hoping it was going to get all fixed this year, but I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's that fixed.
Punchable face.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's
Smug. The
deal. When the leader of your team, I would say that's the quarterback,
yep.
Jalen Hurts, right, doesn't like your coach, is that – he's carrying the mantle for the rest of the team?
I'm sure it's not nothing.
Because if that was the case, if they didn't get along, more players wouldn't like Jalen Hurts.
Right.
And then we have a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you don't hear that and it's all about Jalen Hurts and Sirianni not getting along,
could be dicey. Take a break. Back more after this.
Alien Ant Farm.
Welcome back, everybody.
You know, Marcos, you're shocked, huh?
No, your music knowledge never shocks me. Tobin's range sometimes shocks me.
So I remember this video because for some reason they did it in a boxing ring in the middle of, like, nowhere.
Mm. Yeah.
It was just weird.
They also had a rocking out monkey, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Who I suppose is supposed to be Bubbles. Ooh. But
is every monkey named Bubbles?
Well, I mean, they're covering Michael Jackson. I thought they were taking I thought they were taking his monkey.
All right. I
guess. By the way, speaking of music, Country Bay Music Festival is back November 9th. And
who we got? Who we got?
At Miami Marine Stadium. And you guys can win a pair of 2-day drum mission tickets to see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Diplo presents Thomas Wesley, and Dustin Lynch is going to be there too. I like Dustin Lynch.
All right.
Keep on listening to our show. We'll give away that pair of 2-day passes coming up later today. If you can't win, you guys can purchase tickets. CountryBayMusicFestival.com. Thank you, Shmeethan, who says Tobin is Derry Underwood.
Hey, so Marcos, when you've lived all over the country, and you grow up in New Orleans, you just all different types of music, right? Like, it's just crazy. Like, if I turn on the radio and I hear good music, it don't matter what genre it is, right? I'll put it on my playlist and listen to it. A lot of people get caught up in, I got to listen to this certain genre. And I'm like, good music is good music. Been that way my whole life. I used to remember as a kid, Casey Kasem's Top 40. It was only one Top 40. Now everybody got a number one hit because they done broke it down in so many different genres that, like, yeah. But back when I was a kid, every Sunday morning, there was only one Top 40. So you listen up through the Top 40, you're going to hear all kinds of music, no matter what genre it was from.
I was listening to some music. I was taking my daughter to cheer camp, and I was listening to classic rock, and my daughter was firing the bum guns at Led Zeppelin.
Whoa!
He goes, who is this?
Too much guitar.
Like, that's Led Zeppelin. No, it wasn't. She goes, voice, very pitchy. Stinks. I was like, you know, it's one of the most famous bands of all time.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Stinks.
Aerosmith finally retired from touring the other day, I heard.
Did they really?
Steven Tyler can't sing.
Yeah, wait till she gets a run. Yeah, for sure.
He had a good run.
Yeah.
But she fired the bum guns at Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
She was, what song? She goes, well, why does he sound like that? I'm like, what do you mean? That's classic rock. So I said,
she goes, hey, who's the old dude, the guitar guy? Back in the 60s and 70s. God,
guitar guy. Eric Clapton?
No.
That's
no.
Good guess.
Weed guy.
Hendrix.
Yeah. No. He's white.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Jerry Garcia?
No.
Wow, another good guess.
When I think of it, I'll tell you.
All right. Apologize.
To all the girls I've loved before. Yeah, he can't sing.
Is that Neil Diamond?
No. Oh goodness, hold up.
Oh, Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson. He can't sing.
Should not.
I don't think he can sing a lick. But he had a following.
Luis says, do you think Tua lines up on Friday? Mike McDaniels basically said no. He wouldn't say no, but he basically said no today.
Right.
Jordan Love's playing, though. Jordan Love is playing.
I told you what they're going to do with the quarterback situation. Now, you can believe it or not, but that's what they're going to do. And every coach has a different attitude towards how they play their players. Right? Like, it used to be, believe it or not, we had 5 preseason games. I had 2 years, I had 6 preseason games. Because if you played in the Hall of Fame game, you still had to play your 5. And it would go the first game, the starters would get like 10 plays, right? One drive. Second game, play through the first quarter. Third game, you go into halftime. Fourth game, you would go into halftime, come out of halftime, and run one series there. And then the last game, you would come out, get a good run, see if things were going good, and there was no real time frame of when you get taken out.
Yeah.
Because they wanted you to work on the stuff. And the last week you do like a real game plan against the team you're playing and so forth and so on. So it's changed, but I always wonder if you don't prepare yourself to play football, are you actually creating more injuries when you have to go out there and everything gets going and then you play to a high level and you haven't played to that high level yet?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because they are Mike McDaniel's overly cautious with injuries, right? Mm-hmm. Guys don't really play through things, but you are in a situation right now. Like, you don't have what 6 wide receivers out there. Apparently,
Don't worry about that.
All right, I won't worry about
don't
it.
Don't worry about it because it's happened. Listen, especially at wide receiver, I told you they do a lot of running. They get sore. You need to, there's a fine line between working off that soreness and getting ready for the season and overworking yourself to when the season starts, you got nothing.
Cam Smith apparently is not out of practice again today after
DBs
2 days
too.
Back.
DBs too. DBs, same issue. So usually during camp, every team signed a bunch of wide receivers, a bunch of DBs.
Just got back though, dude. Like, what the hell happened?
Them, tweaking a hammy in your second week of camp, is no joke because you're terrified. If they don't treat it right, you're going to be dealing with that for months.
River Craycraft is the orange jersey today.
Yeah.
Only wide receiver playing.
Tangibles.
Can't wait to see what that playlist is like.
I don't know.
I feel like he's going to have a diverse playlist.
He's going to mix it up, River Craycraft?
I do. I do think he's going to mix
it up. You don't think he has any Willie Nelson?
I actually don't. I don't.
Yeah. Jordan Poyers misses six straight practice. That one has me nervous because he's got a little bit of durability stuff. So
and
he's old.
And he came in talking trash.
He did.
Yeah, you can.
That's been an interesting thing because Clayus Campbell was talking about this a little bit yesterday about he's been very vocal about the mentality that they want to be bullies. So you have him coming in new. He thinks he wants to change the reputation of the Dolphins. Jordan Poyer obviously said Dolphins would fold. Jordan Brooks, he's new. He said he wants the Dolphins to be bullied, change the mentality. So all of these new starters on defense have come in with a very clear, either that was a message they got from Chris Greer or that was just what was heard.
That's the message they got from Weaver.
Weaver, okay.
Yeah. Think about Weaver and Baltimore. What is the first thing you think of when you think of Baltimore defense?
Nasty.
Okay. So he's brought guys in. They brought guys in, and hey, we need to change the way we play. We need to be more physical. We need to do this. I want you guys to set this tone.
I think of them as the Paul Maurice of football, 2-1 filthy.
Pretty much. But that's
2-1 filthy.
And if you notice, they're huge up front, right? On the defensive line, they got linebackers who can run, safeties who can hit, and cornerbacks who are going to be aggressive. So if you have the players in place, now all you have to play with is that attitude. You don't have to go to Jalen and have him worry about that.
But the interesting thing is, the Dolphins didn't have that identity issue, I feel like, on defense. I didn't feel the Dolphins were a soft defensive team.
It's offensively.
Isn't that whole thing, isn't that whole narrative that we say on the Dolphins, isn't that an offensive thing?
But here's what happens, okay? When you are that way defensively and you practice against your offense and then the other coaches say we have to match their intensity, boom, the whole team becomes tough, right? When you talk about physical running, because the defense is playing with a level of physicality that you aren't used to seeing, then, boom, now the offense is playing at that level. So when you think about it, they can affect the whole team because you're practicing against those guys right away. So you're practicing against those guys every day. That's kind of how that goes. So Mike McDaniel is never going to say anything about it because, yes, there have been a lot of moments during the season last year where I've said to you, this is a point in time where you need to have a physical run game and you need to run out the clock.
Hey Marcos, this Leroy, he knows football, dude. Let me tell you something.
He knows some things, man. He knows some things.
Week comes out, and shout out to Dade South for the update, because Barry Jackson has reported there is another brouhaha.
Oh.
Leroy has told us it's either wide receivers and cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Or in this case, Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick in the middle of a fight between Dolphins linebackers Cam Brown and Curtis Bolton.
Wow.
There you go. Tight ends and linebackers. Apparently it was during special teams.
Special teams? You know why? Because the dude blocking was getting too damn grabby. Because it ain't going to get called. Right? There's no they have officials, but they don't call it. So, linebackers and tight ends, when they run those pass patterns or whatever, they holding and grabbing. Mm. And it's, hey, this is how it starts. I'm tired of you holding me. Or else what? Fight.
Okay. Fight. We'll take a break. Get to hour two of speaking. And we'll get Calais Campbell's thoughts on yesterday's dust up because I just like hearing his voice. Back after this.